Did you have a nice lunch? We'll start the afternoon lectures.
So be
the relationship between God and man. This is the most important relationship. And the fact that the relationship between God and man was severed is the root cause of all problems. So the original relationship between God and man is a relationship between mind and body. So if we call our mind or our heart the first mind, then our body is the second mind. God and man are in the relationship of mind and body, heart and body. So God is like the heart and man is like the body. That is why man resemble God, have the value of God. Man is the second God. There is a part that we cannot see and a part that we can see. The part that we cannot see is the subject. True love is the core of our heart, and true love travels the shortest distance. Then a body, or man, will have to be able to see the same as God sees, and view people the way God views them, listen to their words as though they were God's words. Because man's holiness, and man has holiness and value, nobility. We shouldn't ignore people or reject people just because we don't like them or they don't suit our taste. We have to view people as God views them, because they are all God's second self. Adam is God's son, and at the same time, Adam is God's body. Eve is God's daughter, and at the same time, God's partner, person to be God's wife. That's why God, the Bible, made Adam and took a rib from Adam, making Eve. In the Bible, it says so. But in True Parents' words, says that the creation was made with the laws of relationship, the condition of relationship. God is the unified harmony of dual characteristics, but in position, he is masculine position. And so, God needs to have an object, a feminine object. And so, God's ideal was to make his female partner, and in order, with the condition of making his female partner, he made Adam. Well, the marriage of Adam and Eve is God's marriage, and is the appearance of the substantial God. So when Adam and Eve go to spirit world, until now there's been nobody that has been able to see God's body, but if people say that they want to see God, then they would be able to see Adam and Eve's spirit. That's how it is originally designed. That Adam and Eve were supposed to be the body of God. But because Adam and Eve could not become God's body, then nobody throughout history has been able to see God's form. God appeared as a beam of light or as clouds or wind through nature, but nobody has been able to see God's form. Adam and Eve's marriage is God's marriage. Becoming the substantial, the appearance of substantial God. Then Adam and Eve's first love is God's first love. Throughout this whole history, God wanted to wear a body and make love and have children, but God was never able to do that. So because true parents, then finally God could wear a body and make love and fulfill that ideal. So the appearance of true parents, for the first time, God, they could attend God, God could have a body and make love through true parents. So if we are to resemble true parents, resemble God, we have to be sons and daughters that can substantially attend God. Man becomes the body of God, and the woman becomes God's wife, God's love partner. And when these two partners have love, make love, then Adam comes into, I mean, God comes into both Adam and Eve's sexual organs. And then this family becomes God's ideal family. And the children born from this relationship are God's children. The relationship of God and man is the relationship of son and father and son, parent and child. Why are God and man in the relationship of parent and child? What is the reason? True love travels the shortest distance. And so true love creates true life, and true life creates true lineage. Children are the fruit of the parents' love. So all life comes from true love and is connected to true lineage. All beings are born from parents, born from their lineage. In order for us to become God's children, we need to have God's lineage. All things are born from parents. So that means that we might resemble externally, but more importantly, was we inherit the lineage. Without the same lineage, cannot be a true son or daughter. You'd be an adopted son or adopted daughter. Because children are born from the parents, the children are the completed substance of their parents. nothing belongs to myself, because I belong to myself, my parents completely. Then there are four principles of being formed. Number one is that I was born participating in my parents' love. So children are formed through their parents' love. I was formed at the time of my parents' love. I participated there. That is why the husband comes to love the child even more than he loves his wife, and wife loves the child even more than she loves her husband. Those children that were formed, the owner of those children is God. Is the father the owner of love? No, love existed before the father. Is the mother the owner of love? No, love existed before my mother. Then who is the owner of love? The owner cannot be two people. Has to be one owner of love. Then it can be eternal and everlasting, unchanging, unique. Not two people, but one. We call this one being Hananim. One. Hana meaning one, name honorific, Hananim, God. So, the ideal of unity, the ideal of peace, is all centering on love, centering on God. Without centering on God, you cannot have eternal unity, eternal peace. So, the relationship between God and man is the relationship between parent and child. We are all call God Father, I call God Father, my son calls God Father, my mother calls God Father. Why? Because the origin, the owner of love is God. We don't go through certain stages to reach God, but God travels the shortest distance, closest relationship to me. And so that is why my parents are children of God. I am a child of God. Why? Because of the relationship of love. And so true love travels the shortest distance. You know, vertical true love, horizontal true love. True love travels the 90 degree angle. But let's say if it was 47, 48 degrees, then you cannot have the right angle. You need to have 90 degree angle. Then wherever that love touches is all the same angle. And then all those people can become one. All people can become one because their angle of love is the same. If anybody that is intoxicated with God's love cannot ignore that love, just like a honeybee who has known the taste of nectar, sweet nectar, cannot let go will not let go of the nectar, even if you pull its tail out. So, if even a bug can do this, then what about the Lords of creation, of people? If people know true love, can't leave that position. But since we have not experienced this, we might understand it conceptually, but actually, this, that means that we have not yet formed a heart of longing where this heart just springs out from our being. In order to become this kind of person, we need to shape our lives so that true parents and God can be the motivation of our life. So when true parents say, come, we go. True parents' desire is always to become one with his children. And true parents always make promise to come to God. So, if the words that those who come first will be last, and those who come last will be first, become true, then that will be a very sad state. So, we cannot forget our original heart. The second rule of being formed, principle of being formed, is that children are formed belonging to their parents. The sperm is only 0.001% of the cell. And then the mother's egg is the rest. So, if the seed is 0.01%, then the mother has 99.9% to complete the body of the baby. So that is why children are always close to their mothers. They miss their mothers. The seed is important, but the child is raised with the mother's love and the mother's body. And so when the child is born, it feels love and comfort from the mother first. We must understand that my whole self is given to me by my mother and father. There's nothing of myself that belongs to me alone. That's why individualism cannot exist. An original the origin of creation, we see that nothing belongs to yourself. We all come from our parents, so there can be no individualism. Can't stress your own standpoint, because then we can't go back to the original position. We may have heard this before, but we need to understand the content of this. So we need to have content springing from our original nature. Not just through theory or power or courage, bravery that we will do, we will try to live a righteous life, but we need to have an irrepressible springing of heart from our innermost being. This is Jimjong. We were, and the third principle for being formed is that we are formed for our partner. We are not born, just born for our partner, but even before we were born, from the time that we were conceived and we were formed for our partner. You have to know that. That's why man is formed already for the woman, and woman is formed for the man. And then these man and woman become husband and wife and have children. Parents exist for their children, and children exist for their parents, existing for their partner. The fourth principle is that we are formed to live eternally. There is a spirit world and a physical world. It's not that we live our life and then one day find out that there is a spirit world and say, oh, I'm going there. But even before we were formed, it was God's ideal that when He made man and woman, that they would also have spirit body and physical body at the same time. So that when we were created to have eternal life. It shouldn't just be a life that we are born and then we think about going to the spirit world during our life. But we are already created from the beginning to go to the spirit world, live eternally. So we are born for eternal life. We have to teach this very clearly so that people can live according to the principles for which they were created. We are living in relationship with God. And parents are the eternal parents. Children are the eternal children in front of the parents. My parents are my parents, and my children are my children. This is unchangeable. This has an absolute vertical relationship, so nobody can violate this or change this. There are around 350 people here. Even if all of us were to call Father the same way, the way Father hears our voices is all different. Everybody is calling Father from a different position. Some people are calling Father from an adopted son's position. Some people calling from servant's position. Some people from servant's service position. Some people from child's position or elder, a person with God's lineage, but still immature or more mature, or people that are calling out to God from have a parent's heart. So everybody is calling out to God from a different position. How much is God's heart becoming your own? How much is God's will becoming your own? But until now, mankind has been talking about knowing God and believing in God, but still they stress their own ideals and their own dreams. And they think that by fulfilling my own ideals, then God's ideals can be fulfilled. But when God's ideals become my ideals, and when I fulfill those ideals, then you can fulfill God's desire. We have to change our thinking fundamentally. This is the position, the values of the relationship of God and man. The greatest desire of man is to become true parents. This is the greatest desire of all desires that man has. Man has many desires, but amongst all of those desires, the greatest desire is that man wants to become true parents. Why? All beings exist because they have parents. And parents need children to become parents. So, the greatest desire of man is to become true parents. Then in order to do that, we need children. So, let's look at this diagram. The relationship between parents and children is a relationship that cannot be severed because of vertical lineage centering on absolute sex. Whatever being can only exist because they have parents, and parents need children to become parents. So children are born under the governance of the parents, and they have a desire. When the son is young, he has a desire. He wants to be a good man, a good husband, and so, no matter how much you might be proud of your son, you say, "Wow, you're so amazing. I want you to be the president. You can do it. You can take over the world, and you can be revered by many people." But even if that son was to do all that, if that son could not become a true husband, true groom, then that doesn't have any meaning. And the same with the daughter. No matter how many talents, abilities she has, if she is not able to fulfill the core of her desire, which is to become a wife, good wife, and good bride, then no matter if she becomes a world-famous pianist or artist, writer, whatever, has no meaning. So then this groom finds a nice bride. They become a good husband and a good wife to each other. Good. Good words are made for the sake of the other. This state of unity is the most precious position. And then these husband and wife want to be parents. But in order to be parents, they need children. Parents need children, and children need parents. So, the man wants to be, greatest desire is to become true parents.
Ah.
people cannot truly understand the heart of parents without children. So when the parent feeds the child her breast milk, she's not just feeding the milk, but feeding her love and her wishes for that child. But many times nowadays, mothers are feeding their children cow milk. That means we are losing the milk flowing from our bodies, from ourselves. If you don't have enough milk, you have to make it so that the baby can feel the mother's warmth, body warmth, just as the same as a mother who is feeding her baby directly from her breast. And if that baby can grow up in his mother's bosom, then that baby won't go astray. They can grow up to be good husbands and good wives. As the children grow up, they come to understand their parents and understand the internal Shimjong and love and character that flow through their parents. And each time they feel that, the children feel, my parents are living like this for me. And they have such a deep heart and they're serving me, is serving the world. So what it means to understand your parents doesn't mean that you have to become old to know your parents' heart, but even young children can understand their parents' heart. So when the parents have children that are very old and that haven't gotten married yet, our hearts ache for those children. Those children don't know how to make the mother and father happy. They don't. No, but then some children have very mature hearts, always thinking about how they can make their parents happy. And so we call those children mature children. And then these children already develop the heart of filial piety towards their parents, loyalty towards their parents. Who is the center of our parents, though? That is God. When God becomes the motivation of my heart and the motivation of my life, then you can live a life of true filial piety. And have a heart of fidelity. Also, And then children can become true sons and daughters in front of their parents. I mean, the qualities of loyalty, filial piety, and fidelity attending their parents. And then it says how man can finally have the qualification to be true children. They receive this qualification when they are able to bring their parents into a state of rest. When they can finally make their parents assured. We're living the relationship of God and man is parents and children. But without man realizing the ideal for them, for themselves, then we cannot make our parents rest. So God is have to be in the position of safe settlement by man's perfection, but instead of God being in our parent position, Satan came into the parent position. So fallen people became the object of sadness. And so when God is looking at man in the fallen state that man are in, such a miserable state in relationship with Satan, God could not help but shed so many tears. God has been grieving such deep agony. True parents have taught us about God's situation. And even from the time of Garden of Eden until now, God has not been able to come into the right relationship with man. So when Jesus came and said that God is my Father and I am His Son, that was the gospel of the gospels, the right relationship with God. But the Jewish people rejected these words, rejected the Messiah. So the fact that true parents are bringing us back into the right relationship with God, this is the gospel of gospels. The fact that we can be with true parents and cry together with true parents, be happy together and be sad together, we can laugh together. Our veins are the same as true parents. And when true parents' ideals become my ideals, and true parents' life becomes my life, then we can become the substantiation of true parents, resembling them externally, but also resembling them internally from their bone marrow. That all of our bone structure and our veins and our blood, even our bone marrow becomes one with two parents, completely resembling them. We are to be true sons and daughters of God, and we need to become truly need to be God's sons and daughters, not just in thought, but substantially. So when we die, also will have this relationship with God as parent and child. But if we do not come into right relationship with God and we die, then we'll have nothing to do with God in the spirit world. So, true parents have been working their whole life so that that doesn't happen, so that we can come into the right relationship with God during our lifetime. When we live our life wanting to inherit our parents' simjong, our parents' love and character, and live a life of loyalty, filial piety, and fidelity. But only if the parents have done this themselves can they pass this down to their children. I have lived this way, and I want you to follow this way. If people need to know the deep value of their coming into existence, they shouldn't just think, oh, my mom and dad just got together and made me, and that's it. What kind of people will those children grow up to become? Need to understand our parents, and if we have children, we need to give everything to our children. When we are children, we need to work so hard to attend our parents and our brothers and sisters, and then become true husbands and wives, learning how to give and give with God's simjong. And then when we become parents ourselves, we give and give to the children. Can the example of the mother, even though the child may soil his diaper 20 times a day, the mother takes care of the child. And even though the child is crying and crying, the mother will hold and carry that child even for many hours. And then when the baby is hungry, the mother will feed the baby with her body. So all of her body is made for the baby. That baby doesn't know anything, but this baby feels the mother's love through that breast milk. That mother, in the beginning, she'll feel so much pain, and her nipple might even break and fall off or something, but even though it hurts so much, she hugs her baby tightly and is so grateful that her baby is healthy. It's so amazing that mothers have such a deep heart for their children. Then, when this husband and wife grow older and older and become old people, then those children who receive so much from their parents grow up become grown-ups, and their parents become more like babies again. And they become so old that they don't even understand, they can't even recognize their own children. And they're so old, they can't sit up by themselves, and they can't eat by themselves.
And
can't go to the bathroom by themselves. But for the children to take care of their parents, that time can only happen because the children know how much their parents gave so much to me, that they gave so much to me that what I'm doing for them is incomparable with what they have given to me. This is how the children live their whole lives, wanting to be more and more filial to their parents, loyal to their parents, taking care of their parents. In Korea, when the parents died, for 3 years, the children would go and live near the parents' grave, and they wouldn't cut their hair and wouldn't cut their nails because they received them from the parents, and they would bring food to the parents' grave 3 times a day, and if they didn't have anything, bring at least water 3 times a day to their parents' grave. This is the culture that was already existing in Korea from long ago. But this is the original standard, but nowadays people fight amongst themselves about who should take care of the parents. The elder son might say, I've been serving my parents for so long, why don't you go and serve them this time? Or you go, and they fight amongst themselves. But the elder son, the elder daughter, is the child that received the first love from their parents. That's why they are in the position that can represent the parents in taking care and raising the younger brothers and sisters. We need to have this kind of children. Satan is making a world that has nothing, that is cutting the relationship between parents and children. People that don't like this relationship of parents and children don't have anything to do with God. We need to change this direction so that if our parents are working hard with their ideal, you might think that, oh, they're working hard, but it's not my time yet, I'll do it later, or I'll just do it slowly, when our hearts should actually be desiring to help our parents more and more, make their work easier and faster. We have to have a grateful heart for true parents, how they have guided us until now. True parents have gone this way. God is our parent. And God has invested everything for mankind. True parents have invested everything for mankind. That is why mankind must loyal and filial and
to
parents with all of their hearts, with all of their might. So the words that God and man are in the relationship of parent and child are not just words, but this has to be a substantial way of life. My parents gave birth to me and they raised me. If we are not able to serve and attend our own parents, then our physical parents, then how are we to serve and attend God? We need to become people that are loyal and filial to true parents. With this heart, can understand that without parents, there can be no children. Without children, there can be no parents. And that is why the parents and children, husband and wife, and elder brother, younger brother, should all become one. Become one. One body.
So,
there are two forms, but at the origin of those two forms is one body. So in order to become God's true sons and daughters, first of all, we must resemble God. Children resemble their parents, both internally and externally, resembling their parents' lineage, inheriting the lineage. Because God is a God of absolute sex, then man must also become being of absolute sex. A true person is one who resembles God. Put God's characteristics down here in seven categories. The first one is that God is the union of internal nature and external form, and the unified harmony of yang and yin, originally yang and yin. And then to the universe, he is the subject partner. And God's children, man, has internal nature, mind, and external form, the body. That, and just as they are united within God, our mind and body are united within ourselves. Through what? Through centered on true love and Shimjung. Why? Because this is how God is. This is the essential characteristic. Shimjung, true love, life, and lineage. And then God's yang and yin, man are husband and wife. And then to resemble God, husband and wife become one. Become God's substantial form by becoming one. God's essential characteristic, core characteristic, is Shimjung. Money isn't the essential characteristic, nor is power. To become God's true sons and daughters, we need to resemble the core characteristic of Shimjong, true love, true life, true lineage, and absolute sex. Then when these represent and resemble God, then we can say that we resemble God. Motivation of creation wasn't by chance, but the creation wasn't created by chance, but the motivation of creation is Shimjong. So the motivation of our life should also be Shimjong. When we go somewhere, when we are coming back from somewhere, when we are eating, when we are sitting down, standing up, whatever we do, the motivation of that should be because of Shimjong. When we are having relationship with somebody, with our friend, with our parents, Shimjong should be our motivation. Otherwise, it is easy to fight centering on your own viewpoint. What is Shimjong? Shimjong is an irrepressible impulse to want to feel joy through loving partner. In Shimjong is the motivation of creation. Creation wasn't created just by chance, no purpose. So the motivation of our life should not just be by chance either, with no purpose. The motivation of our life should be Shimjong. The reason I go someplace is not just because somebody is calling you to go, but because of Shimjong. So whether you receive heavenly fortune or not, by what you are doing, is because of your motivation. God did when God made the creation, it's not that there was something to work with, some material already there at hand he could work with, but he created something out of nothing. How? By investing himself and unfolding himself. And mankind also are creators. They create their own character. And so we invest ourselves. But if we invest ourselves without Shimjong, then we just multiply fallen nature. So creation is done by the investment of self and unfolding of self. And create our character, we need to invest ourselves and live for the sake of others through sacrifice and service. Why are we told to live for the sake of others? This is in order to create our own characters to resemble God. Then the characteristics of God is absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. We also must become an absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal individual, that kind of couple, and that kind of family. We need to become an absolute couple, unique couple, unchanging couple, eternal couple, absolute family, absolute unique family, unchanging family, eternal family. It can't be so that one man lives a little bit with one woman and then lives with another woman and then another woman. This is absolute family, absolute couple, cannot change. The family cannot change. God is the owner of true love, true life, true lineage, centering on absolute sex. God cannot change this. God has absolute faith because God is a being of Shimjung. He does not doubt even a little bit, and he doesn't doubt his creations a little bit. These characteristics of God, of absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience, we need to resemble God as well. We need to fulfill God's responsibility. Then what is God's responsibility? God's responsibility is to create man that resembles himself. Man is created in the form of man, God. And God made man so that he could resemble God's Shimjung, God's love, God's lineage, God's characteristics of absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal character. What do we resemble about God? God's responsibility is to create man that resembles himself. Man's responsibility is to resemble God. Resemble God's Shimjung, God's true love, character, principle, order, absolute sex. If we can fulfill the content of absolute sex, then our portion of responsibility will be complete, and we can proclaim the realm of completed liberation. When we fulfill our responsibility to resemble God, we fulfill God's responsibility to create man that resembles himself. So through absolute sex, we attain absolute divine character. This absolute man's character. So it is such an amazing fact that we can receive this kind of content in this life, that we can understand how to resemble God and receive this education. So grateful that we can have this blessing to receive this content. Even Western members that came from such a long way away might think that, why did I come all the way over here to come hear this content? But when you come here, this content has complete different value from before. Any DP lecture from before. People that are going when all of the work is done already, they don't have ownership. They're just going because they have to. They're following. But people that are going this path, even when things are difficult, have the pride of being able to help true parents in the most difficult time. And they can have ownership of the way that they live. We need to have God's Shimjang, true love, and God's character, so that we can have God's absolute divine nature. And from that absolute divine character, man's absolute character derives from that. God has character. And so man's character comes from God. The completion of God's portion of responsibility comes on top of the fulfillment of absolute sex. When the completion of God's portion of responsibility happens when the completion of the ideal oneness of God and humankind in love happens. So the conclusion is that God is my parent, I am his child. And a true person is a person who resembles God's Shimjong, true love, and absolute sex. So God is coming to us. True parents have been educating us in order for us to become people that can resemble God and fulfill our personal responsibility. In order to become God's true sons and daughters, we need to receive true education. To become true children of God is the purpose of education. Education's purpose is not to become people with big heads, but the true education is the education of man, the education of the core of man, the being of man, which is Shimjong. We need to teach about education of man, and then also about intellect education, skills and knowledge. We need to educate about the original nature. This education is to educate the internal, original nature, how mankind can live the original way that God intended us to live. Can see how to live through the purpose of creation. God made a man and God made woman. God made all things, then God made man and God made woman. God said, make the heavens and the earth and the sky and the land and the waters and the plants and animals. Make people. The first blessing is to resemble God and then become a man and woman, a couple, and come together to completely resemble God and multiply God's children. And then the third blessing is that even though we did not create all things directly, that we are given the position of owner of all things. If we were to bless somebody, then there would be no bigger blessing than these three blessings. These three blessings are the path of our life that we are to fulfill. The purpose of my life is the three great blessings. The purpose of life is to fulfill the three great blessings, but people are distracted from that, thinking about fame and about power, going away from the core purpose of their life. The first part is to be fruitful. The first blessing is to be fruitful. Behold the perfection of the individual. So, we need to education about the heart and the multiplication, perfection of the family. It's model education, character of good people. Become people that have heart education, because the essence of God is heart. We need to educate the heart. Knowledge, education. The family is a place where there are six different relationships there, the grandparents, the parents, and the children. And within that family, there's certain roles to fulfill. The husband's role, the wife's role, the child's role in front of the parents, the wife's role in front of her husband, in front of her children, in front of the grandparents. So we have to fulfill these roles. And then to have dominion over the universe, then we need knowledge and we need skills and we need to be physically healthy. In order to dominate this, govern this computer, I need to know, have skills and knowledge. And I need to be healthy when I am working with this computer. If I am very sick, about to die, then I wouldn't be able to govern this computer very well. Therefore, the teacher should be teaching with heart as the basis. Let's say that there are 30 disciples, 30 students in her class, then the homeroom teacher is teaching English or teaching math. Math is hard to teach about heart through numbers, but heart should be the motivation of teaching math. The teacher is relating with the students the heart of Shimjung. understanding that these children are somebody's sons and daughters, precious sons and daughters. They are coming here. A false teacher will just think, oh, these are somebody else's kids, and they're paying me money, so I'll teach them this math. But a true teacher would treat the students as her own children, to be concerned about the children, how they are living, thinking of them as her own children. If that child has a hole in his sock, who would have the heart to buy him new socks? Or if they were hungry, he'd buy them food, something to eat. Even though you might not have so much money yourself, just as a parent, that would eat less so that she could feed her child, you would have the heart to take care of your students. If those children could be treated so at school and in their families, then when those children grow up, wherever they go, they will be able to be people that can treat others well. Need to have education centering on heart, model education, and education for knowledge, skills, and be healthy. We already have all of the external stuff. The external world is all prepared, but man now has to become people of character. The elder sister takes care of the younger brother, and the younger brother should be able to be concerned about the elder sister. When the elder, when the younger brother is being scolded and spanked for doing something bad, then the elder sister should have the heart to cry for her younger brother, to be sad together with the younger brother. But when the parents see that, the parents have to become, become one in heart with the children, so that the children can know that the parents are spanking them not because the parents hate the child, but because the parents want the child to be better. And it hurts the parents to scold their children. The problem is not that my children are going astray, but the problem is, what is my life? Am I living with Shimjung? So the goal of education is to become a person of character, to become a good person. No matter where you go, people appreciate you. And then you have a genius, knowledge and skills. Everybody is special. Nobody is a stupid person. with no talent. Everybody is born with talent. So, some parents might think, oh, I want my children to make a lot of money so that they can take care of me in my old age. And so, even though that child might have wanted to do sports, wanted to be a soccer player, has that kind of talent, but the parents wanted to make that son a doctor so that they could make a lot of money, that son doesn't have any desire to become a doctor, doesn't have that talent. He goes to medical school or studies math in high school, but it doesn't interest him. So each person has a special quality inside of them that makes them so happy, and it's their talent. If you connect people to their talent, then they will be so intoxicated with what they're doing that they will work hard even forgetting to eat or sleep. Like the ice skater Yona Kim in Korea, she practices 3 times as more as other people. If somebody invests 10 hours into skating and taking care of themselves, then she would invest 3 times more, because she was born with this talent to love skating. In Matthew 7:21, it says that he who does the will of God will go to heaven. You don't go to heaven just by being successful in this worldly view, but people that do the will of God will go to where? They will go to heaven. But people forget this part about doing the will of God, and they just take the part, we'll go to heaven. We are going to heaven. So man is made out of mind and body. And when my mind and body become one with God, and I inherit from God, then I become God's temple, and I have divinity and can resound with God's Shimjong. So to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. You cannot be perfect, though, just by yourself, because man is only half of God and woman is only half of God. So when these two people come together with God's blessing, marriage, and they are one until for eternity to resemble God's absolute sex and God's wholeness for eternity. The wife has to help the husband to become perfect and go before God, and the husband must help the woman to go before God. But if we were to become perfect before we got blessed, then there would be no people on earth that were able to receive the blessing. And that is why true parents have set the indemnity conditions themselves so that upon their foundation, all mankind could receive the blessing. And with the ideal still there, that we would perfect ourselves to resemble God. That we can forever to continue to work hard to resemble God. We are working so hard here. Some people enter this movement and work hard for a short time to make a lot of donation and bless some people. And then they say, I've done all my responsibility. Now I'll just go and do my own thing, so that they go and live in hiding, making a lot of money, not really having anything to do with Providence anymore. But this wife and husband goals is to become a whole person resembling God. So they work their whole life, their whole strength to become such people. Then when man and all things come into the proper relationship centering on God, then this world becomes the ideal world. So we need to educate clearly about God, the spirit world, true parents. And we need to know clearly that we have to go through the restoration of indemnity to go back to our original state, live by the principle. The unification education achieves three great elements of culture unification, which are unity of heart, unity of thought, and unity of lifestyle. We have to unify our mind and body, our family, our nation, the world, and the spirit world. So the three great elements of culture unification, though, we have to have the same culture. So we need to have unity of heart, unity of thought, and unity of lifestyle. When we resemble God and we resemble true parents as their true sons and daughters, then we can do this. So that this can help you during this education. Thank you.